Chapter 3. After intriguing Bosch with his request, Vance used a shaky left hand to flip over the piece of paper on his desk and told Bosch he would have to sign it before they discussed anything further. "It is a non-disclosure form," he explained. "My lawyer said it is ironclad. Your signature guarantees that you will not reveal the contents of our discussion or your subsequent investigation to anyone but me. Not even an employee of mine, not even someone who says they have come to you on my behalf. Only me, Mr. Bosch. If you sign this document, you answer only to me. You report any findings of your investigation only to me. Do you understand?"
"Yes, I understand," Bosch said. "I have no problem signing it."
"Very good, then. I have a pen here." Vance pushed the document across the desk, then drew a pen from an ornate gold holder on his desk. It was a fountain pen that felt heavy in Bosch's hand, because it was thick and made of what he presumed was real gold. It reminded Bosch of the pen Vance used in the photo to sign the book for Larry King. He quickly scanned the document and then signed it. He put the pen down on top of it and pushed both back across the desk to Vance. The old man placed the document in the desk drawer and closed it. He held the pen up for Bosch to study.
"This pen was made with gold my great-grandfather prospected in the Sierra Nevada goldfields in 1852, he said. "That was before the competition up there forced him to head south. Before he realized that there was more to be made from iron than from gold."
He turned the pen in his hand.
"It was passed on from generation to generation," he said. "I've had it since I left home for college."
Vance studied the pen as if seeing it for the first time. Bosch said nothing. He wondered if Vance suffered from any sort of diminished mental capacity, and if the old man's desire to have him find somebody who may never have existed was some sort of indication of a failing mind.
"Mr. Vance," he asked.
Vance put the pen back into its holder and looked at Bosch.
"I have no one to give it to," he said. "No one to give any of this to."
It was true. The biographical data Bosch had looked up said Vance was never married and childless.